is Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000.
The cereal conversation is now is alive in the Twitch channel. And then someone said that I seem to be a pour the milk type of guy first.
You said milk?
Well, he put it, he typoed and put an F instead of the K, M-I-L-F. And I'm like, I don't pour that. No, I don't know what that means. Is that, so we're joking about that. But I'm a weird dude, too, with now I don't even do milk. I don't even do milk in the cereal. I pour the cereal in the bowl, and I just eat it with a spoon with no milk. So have fun at my expense. But in the old days, I used to put the cereal in the bowl, then pour the milk over the cereal. That's the way you do it.
Yeah, people do it the other way. They pour the milk first.
I don't know. That's what someone was saying, accusing me of.
That's weird.
Probably being a type of guy.
I've done it where I pour the cereal first and then the milk, and then if I have leftover milk, sometimes I'll pour more cereal into that milk.
You layer it in, huh?
Well, no. Like, I've eaten all the cereal. There's milk left.
Oh, yeah.
I'll pour more cereal into that milk to get more cereal action. And then I'll drink whatever, like, the little bit of milk that's left, I'll drink.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Someone brought up the Pebbles, all the different Pebbles cereal. That was great for milk drinking. Like, if you had the Cocoa Pebbles or the Fruity Pebbles, then you would have a good bowl of milk left there. So who would have thought that Mitchell would provide, that Mitchell who we thought was a one-trick pony, Mitchell from Des Plaines, who many people said is their least favorite caller.
Oh, that's malarkey.
Some people have said this. Not me.
I mean,
I like Mitchell
just dropped the bottom line on cereal to you.
That's what I'm saying, that, like, at first we thought Mitchell was a one-trick pony where he would just call in and badmouth Mitch Trubisky. Lately, in the last 2 weeks, Mitchell has provided good insight on Van Halen and rock music, and today he started a cereal conversation.
Oh, yeah.
So nice job by Mitchell and Des Plaines. More likable than we all initially thought.
I've always liked Mitchell.
Yeah, we've always been big
about.
Mitchell
yeah.
guys.
Yeah.
Come on.
What are you
I'm
talking
just
about?
Telling you what the listeners say. We should have, like, a pageant for callers one day. We did that once before. We should do that one day. All right, so we'll get back to the football in a bit. It's a Football Friday. We've got Doug Kazarian in an hour from now. And you could join the fun, what I was just mentioning, in Twitch. Our Twitch channel is twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. Many different ways to listen to your favorite shows on ESPN. Check out the ESPN Chicago app. It's the new local app, so make sure you download it this weekend when you have some time if you haven't done it. All the shows on demand, either live or via podcast. Marquee Network, guys. I've gotten a lot of tweets from listeners lately about what's going on with Marquee Network, and they are regarding two different things. One, Hulu has now either dropped it or just said they're not carrying it now.
So I have the email because I'm a Hulu subscriber.
All right, so fill us in on this, Abdallah.
So it said starting on October 23rd, Hulu will no longer have the rights to distribute certain regional sports networks that are currently included in your Hulu Plus live TV plan. While we were unable to reach an agreement with Sinclair Broadcasting Group to continue offering channels like your Fox Sports, Regional Sports Networks, Yes Network, and the Marquee Network, the good news is you will continue to have access to a wide variety of sports from other popular channels, including ESPN, TNT, and TBS, as well as FS1 and FS2. So basically, they're getting rid of all the Fox Sports regional networks. If you have that, if you have access to the Yes Network, they're getting rid of that, and Marquee. So they couldn't reach an agreement with Sinclair, who owns Marquee, and that is why Hulu Live, which was one of the only streaming services to allow it, to have it, is now no longer going to be a thing.
Now, I've had people call and complain, say, oh, this sucks, I can't get Marquee. But my question to them is, why are you worried about Marquee on October 23rd? Where, I mean, look, they play the Samberg game. I love the Samberg game. They play a really good top 25 highlight show where they do, like, the top 25 Cubs moments or the best calls. There are a few really good shows, like that they've recorded. But other than that, I mean, you could probably get all that on YouTube anyway. Like, why are you worried about not getting Marquee in October when baseball season isn't coming back till March?
I think it's because you look at the Dodgers and how long it took them to get an agreement with their network done. And you just, if you're a Cubs fan, you're just worried that, you know, come spring training, come the start of the regular season, if there's not an agreement. I mean, this was an agreement that wasn't done with Comcast until, you know, the final day.
But also
now that you have that agreement, what's the rush to get an agreement done with Hulu Live or YouTube TV? Because cable is already there. The majority of people still have cable. Like, the majority of people around Chicago, around Illinois, the majority of people in America still have cable and do not cord cut. Cord cutting is still something that not a few people do. More people are doing it, but still not the majority. So if you have the majority of viewers, why are you trying to have an agreement? Because, and I'm sure you're going to get to this, the people that have cable are now getting these emails saying, hey, guess what? You're paying $6 a month for Cubs YouTube TV and the Sandberg game over and over again.
Right. And that's the would you rather, because the other complaints I've been getting, people have either just letting them know, they're just noticing, because I noticed it right away on Comcast. I'm a Comcast subscriber. And right midsummer, I forget which month it was when it showed up on my bill, it was down there in the bottom in the fine print that, hey, I'm getting charged an extra $6 more now because of Marquee and that sports tier packaging. So I think that's what it is, an extra $6. Other people have tweeted me, Sylvie, what's this? It's really costing me an extra $6 a month where now I don't get any Cubs baseball for October, November, December, January, February. And in March, it's just going to be spring training baseball. Some people like it. Some people don't. Like, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't worry if I'm a Hulu person. I mean, what is the rush? I would assume back by April, you'll get the Marquee channel.
Well, isn't the worry that YouTube TV didn't have Marquee this season? That's the worry, Sylvie. It's that when this started, the Cubs presented this as, don't worry, everyone will have access to it. So if you're someone who's a cord cutter, but you go with one of these streaming sites, YouTube TV or Hulu Live, that you will be able to get it. So, yeah, if you have YouTube TV, you don't get it. But if you had Hulu Live, you could. And now if they're not on Hulu Live, to me the concern would be, are they just now not going to be on streaming services and you have to have cable?
I would assume they'd want to be on there.
Yeah, but wouldn't you have assumed that they would have been on YouTube TV at some point?
Yeah, I guess so. And like, look, there's just now a pot of my money that I just now know is getting thrown here and there and there. Like, it is just, whether it's, I don't even look at the itemized Netflix. I don't even know what Netflix cost me. I got the top tier Netflix. What is it, $16.99 now? I mean, it's gone up so much in recent years. I pay for that. I pay for The Athletic. I'm going to have to pay for ESPN Plus now because they're moving all their writers over there. Like, there's a new newsletter that I've subscribed to. My buddy Kevin Kadick does. I just threw more money at that Midway Minute newsletter I get every single day.
Your Serial newsletter.
Yeah. Is it my Serial newsletter? What do you mean by that?
Like Serial. Yeah. It talks about the Serial.
So you talk about the Serial that you get. So you're up to on the latest Serial.
Right, in my subscription for Serial. I get it's $36 a month for four boxes. It's really high. I mean, I'm getting what I pay for because it's healthy, and I like to eat that during Waddle.
Okay, one of these, maybe when Waddle's back, we need to have what's more ridiculous? That you're paying $36 for four boxes of Serial, or that Waddle is still paying for AOL?
No, because I'm actually getting something, and he could get that for free. Think about when you go to a health store and you get a smoothie. They're robbing you, aren't they? What's a smoothie cost at a real health food shop these days?
Oh, well,
$6?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this is like a healthy bowl of cereal?
All right, so we're talking about throwing money around for all these subscriptions. Yes. I think right there is the difference in probably the generations between you and Abdallah and me, and then us and our difference with people who are the younger end of our listening demo. Because I know with myself, and Abdallah can speak for himself, but like we try to not have all the different subscriptions like you're talking about, and friends share and friends know how to.
So you're teaming up. You have a Netflix partner. Is that what you're saying?
I have my own Netflix account, but I know that there are more than one profile on my Netflix account.
Mm-hmm.
And like I guess like that's the difference with young people is like I'm not young. I'm 35. I'm sure someone who's 20. Is not spending on all the different things that you just listed off, Sylvie.
Also, if you're in the Twitch chat, twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago, they've talked about it a little bit and mentioned it. But if you're a young person, much like life in Jurassic Park, you find a way. You find a way. Yeah. I don't have the red zone, but I find a way.
Well, Sylvie, I have YouTube TV. I watched the Cubs this year.
Okay, so how did you end up doing it? Or do you now want to give away your secret?
I found a way.
You found a way?
I mean, hosting the baseball show. Sylvie.
There's just stuff that I just say, okay, I'm cool paying for this stuff. I'm cool paying for good content.
I think you're just giving up there.
I am. There are certain things that I fight the fight on. Definitely. We fight the fight on many, many different things. And in this case, there are some things where I just don't want to fight, and or I'm tired, and I just say, okay, you take my money. I got my
I understand the business models, right? Like, I understand subscriptions, and for these different websites or streams to be profitable, you have to charge a certain amount. And I get why ESPN Plus is going to start moving all their good analyst coverage onto their ESPN Plus stuff because they want people to have to pay for it. Like,
sure.
I get that stuff. But, like, at a certain point, don't you have to look at the situation and be like, is this really worth it? Like, to me, Netflix, it's worth it.
Oh, my God. I think it's a good topic, too. I think out of all the new age things that we use these days, like pound for pound, show to show, show for show, the content that you get, Netflix could be, as expensive as it is now, the best value you can have. My kids are entertained by it. I'm getting more and more movies now. I'm getting the shows. I'm getting great documentaries. It's what I go to first now when I start browsing. We have what to watch for later. Like, when I don't know what I want to watch on a Friday night, and if I'm not geared in on the World Series tonight, and my wife and I are just settling in on something, we'll go to Netflix first.
Yeah.
And don't you think that that's the best value out there currently?
Probably. Yeah.
Pound
I do enjoy YouTube TV because I enjoy watching TV, but I also might be old. Like, I enjoy watching the late local news. And
you still like the
local
news?
Yes. I like local news. I love news. Ask Abdallah. I love news.
I do too, but once, like, the debate, I watched the debate wrap up yesterday.
The post-game shows?
Yeah.
The post-game debate shows?
And then I went to once the local news came on, no offense, I went to the sound on the football.
What about Gian Greco?
I know.
You gotta support our guy.
I get my fill with Marquise.
The late local news needs us more than ever.
Wow.
There was football on, and it turned out to be a pretty good game, too. the marquee continues to be a topic. Whether people think they're getting robbed now and they're paying $6 a month for something that they're not getting anything out of for the next 6 months, or people are getting concerned that they don't have it, 312-332-3776. We've got World Series action tonight. I've got a couple baseball questions for you guys as well. And then Waddle's World at 3:30.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
A lot of good tweets about our discussion involving Marquee and then into the streaming services. Sports Guru Q brings this up, and I'm glad he did because I have a question for you guys. Because Abdallah, you recommended a show to me on HBO Max. I'm a full HBO subscriber on Comcast. And he raves about HBO Max and how they have some great programs. But I don't, where the hell do I get Max? Do I have to pay for another tier of HBO on Max?
I think everybody has, if you have HBO, you have HBO Max.
That's what I would hope. I mean, I'm paying for all the HBOs, but it's not, they don't carry HBO Max yet on Comcast, so I have to watch it on a computer.
Yeah, you just download like an HBO Max. Like,
well, you have a smart TV, right?
Yeah.
Right, and
there's
then
an
project
app.
It onto your
No,
I'm sure there's an app.
Yeah.
There's an HBO Max app that you just have on your smart TV.
Oh, I got to check that out then. Because what was the show you recommended, or are you saving it for?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
The Action Park, wasn't it?
Oh, no, that's a movie. That's on HBO. That's just,
right.
You can watch that. That's
no,
a movie.
No. It says it's
really?
Not available. I think it's a Max thing.
Oh.
Because, or at least when I've tried to search it, it says it's not available, and I Googled it, and it said HBO Max.
That's weird.
Is it Showtime?
No, it's HBO. So it's, what is it, an old water park, right, where people, it was super dangerous and didn't people
get hurt or killed?
Yeah,
it was an old water park from the 70s and 80s, and it's a theme park actually. And so they had a water area, and they had a go-kart area, and a bunch of comedians from New York used to go there all the time, and they're featured in it. Like Jimmy Kimmel used to go all the time, and Johnny Knoxville and like those guys, and they're featured in it. And but you know, obviously it was super dangerous and it hurt a lot of people and it killed a couple people, and so there's a dark side of it too.
Yeah.
But it's sad, but for the most part it's humorous because it's very up your age group alley. Like, it's like, it is 80s. Like, it is the 80s.
Yes, yes. I love all that. That's why I liked the Karate Kid redo, Cobra Kai, so much. People have been texting me about that so much since we recommended that a few weeks back. Shefty also tweeted this out. There's some NFL news. The Washington football team quarterback Dwayne Haskins was fined for violating the team's COVID-19 protocols during last week's Giants game. Haskins made a reservation for a family friend, the team hotel, which is strictly prohibited by the team. You wonder if they're going to trade him, guys, coming up here. And like we talked about with Field, about, you know, not a lot of guys are dealt. But if he's just one of those guys that's worth taking a flyer on, just here's a 7th-round pick. You want to get rid of him. I can get some eyes on him. If he stinks here too, we could get rid of him. But I would be willing and open to doing that.
What'd you think of him coming into the league? What'd you think of him before the draft?
Didn't know much. I mean, except from the really good year he had at Ohio State, and I knew people liked him. And then, you know, it's been mixed ever since because of the way he's been coached, that the owner wanted him, but Gruden didn't. And thus Gruden didn't do him any favors in developing him because he really didn't want him. And then they maybe started him before he was ready. And then they changed coaches again. You know, then the interim guy's there. Then Rivera's there. And he starts. And then he's benched quickly. So I wanted to ask you, too. We might as well bring it up now. Because we were talking about Tannehill, and you remember, and I know you're not the biggest Tannehill fan, Chris, but Tannehill wasn't terrible in Miami, but he certainly didn't live up to things. It got bad under Gase, and like, just looking at the Jets right now and looking at your guy Darnold, that if there could be a guy where the constant is Gase, and maybe Gase didn't, maybe Gase screwed up Tannehill, and maybe you want to go after a guy like Darnold, banking on that Adam Gase did him no favors here in the last couple of years.
Yeah, if you're comparing the two, I think most people, like, remove me from this, wouldn't most people agree that Sam Darnold has played better to this point in the NFL than Dwayne Haskins?
Then Dwayne Haskins,
yeah,
yes.
Right. So if you're taking a flyer on a quarterback that's been used up by a franchise and you're trying to give him a second chance, I would be interested in the Bears looking at Sam Darnold.
The only problem is why I don't classify them as the same. Haskins, I think you can get for a flyer pick.
Sure.
Like, I still think you have to give the Jets something good to get Darnold. Do you know what I mean?
Right now you do, absolutely. Especially as we head towards the draft next year. You know, the other thing I would say with that is, say the answer is yes, I would rather, I want the Bears to go and try and get Sam Darnold. To me, that's not the solution to fix the quarterback, right? Like, you would also have to do something else. Like, I wouldn't be happy if the Bears, if Ryan Pace just only went after Sam Darnold in this offseason and then had Nick Foles, and, like, that's it.
Well, what if Foles played okay? What if Foles played okay?
But there's still no,
he's your,
like,
bridge guy.
Like, is Darnold really the future?
Well, but then what you do is, you know, you're in no real other position to get that quarterback unless it's a third round, fourth round guy. Then he develops behind those two.
So you're assuming they're not going to use a first round pick on a quarterback?
Usually you have to trade up to get them, don't you? It's some, not trade up necessarily to the top five, but, you know how it is. If there's a good quarterback available, you still got to go up a few spots. And if the Bears are in the postseason, they're going to have to climb up to get a quarterback.
Well, we've seen in recent years that the best quarterback wasn't the first quarterback taken.
That's true. Lamar Jackson, I mean, is a good example of that.
Patrick Mahomes. Right,
yep.
like
they're, Russell Wilson. We've told, what was he, a third or a fourth round pick?
You know, and I'm looking at the draft from 2019 with Dwayne Haskins. He was selected 15th overall. Kyler Murray went 1. Daniel Jones went 6. And then the next quarterback selected after Haskins was Drew Lock, 42 to Denver.
Yeah, and so when he's healthy, he's done okay, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, that really, outside of Kyler, it's not really that great of a quarterback draft class at the top.
No. We still don't know about Daniel Jones. I mean, man, one of his great passes, though, yesterday, Chris, should have been the game-winning touchdown. Evan Ingram's got to make that catch, and that ices the game. But how about the way he tripped? I mean, was that crazy?
Yeah.
He had a clear lane to the end zone. Clear.
Yeah, I was trying to think to myself, you know, I'm a runner. I can't recall just running and then falling over without something, like, impeding my progress.
Like, not outside of the age of 5, right?
No.
Like, where you just get so, it's so there for you. I don't know what happened, if that was, like, psychological, and he thought it was too good to be true, and it made him stumble, if he thought someone was closing in on him. But I wanted to ask people, like, their most klutzy moments. I once ran into a tree where, I'll never forget, I was 8 or 9, my dad was driving home from work, and I was running and waving to him, and I just ran into the big cottonwood tree right in our front lot, and just
smacked. Face first?
Face first.
Oh, man.
Not looking like you just, like, you know how you get hit and you can't, and you don't see the defender coming. That tree, I didn't see the tree coming. I was running full speed, yelling at my dad, and boom, I hit the tree.
You know what I do at least once a week? I get up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom, and walking, not my toe, I hit my shin on the baseboard of our bed.
Yeah,
and I cut my shin. I have cuts all over my shin.
You have cuts, really?
Yeah,
why
seriously,
don't you put
some
pad on it?
I'll show Abdallah. Abdallah, confirm. Is there a cut on my shin?
Yes.
Why don't you put some padding on the baseboard then?
Well, I should know it's there.
Well, but obviously,
once
you
a week,
don't.
I do it right
once
into
a week.
It.
That deserves. I mean, come on now. How many times do you have to get cut to start putting some padding up there?
When you wake up at 4 a.m, are you really thinking? I'm not thinking. I'm a zombie.
No, but now you are. And when you get home, you put some padding on there. So now you don't have to think anymore at 4 a.m.
It's actually. I think there is padding. I just hit it so hard that it hurts so bad.
Yeah,
I crashed my bike into a parked car.
So no, you did.
Oh, like in Wayne's World, when they were playing hockey.
Hi, Wayne.
Yep. Hi, Garth.
Oh yeah. I was like, I was still living in Saudi Arabia, so this was, I was young, and this is before email, and my mom gave me something to take to her friend's house, and it was like a form because there's some like neighborhood BS or whatever, and so I'm riding it over there. And I'm reading it as I'm riding my bike, and bam, right into a parked car.
We've all done it, right?
Right.
There's
always
something.
Car. Yeah. I've also broken my arm playing wiffle ball, so that was...
Wow, really? For how?
It was wet.
Trying to make a catch?
No, it was wet, and I was running the bases, and I slipped and on my back and went to... I went to brace. I did the thing you're not supposed to do where you brace yourself with your hand.
Yes.
Like if you fall backwards and you brace yourself with your hand, and I broke my wrist.
Ugh.
That was in eighth grade. That was a fun graduation. That was like
Daniel
right before
Jones
the start
moments.
Of the summer. It was like right before the start of the summer.
You should take a klutzy moments later in the show. 312-332-3776. Well, we've got coming up now, though. We've got Waddle's World next, and then at 4, Doug Kazarian with your NFL plays for the weekend.
What is your name, please?
Waddle and Sylvie.
Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is ESPN 1000.
Chicago's home for sports.
This is Waddle's World.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
Bears legend.
Amazing.
9 career TDs in the NFL.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him.
Tom Waddle.
Are you not entertained?
It's time to find out what's on Tom's mind.
Isn't that why you're here?
As we go inside Waddle's World.
Waddle's World is brought to you by Wintrust Community Banks, Chicago's banks. To find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank, visit wintrust.com/findus. Member FDIC. Some Bears news.
What do we got? The injury report?
Injury report is out. There's an addition to the injury report that is not good. Khalil Mack has been added to the injury report with a back injury.
Oh,
Matt Nagy says it is just soreness and is more precautionary than anything. He's not worried about it.
We've seen him when he's not right, and it makes a drastic difference.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like when the knee was banged up, he didn't flash as much. Since he's been off the injury report in the last few weeks, he's really, really played like Khalil Mack of 2018.
And Akeem Hicks is still on the injury report with an illness. It is not COVID-related, as Matt Nagy has said. It is the sniffles. And Akeem Hicks tweeted out a GIF saying, at home like, and it was a GIF of Mr. Bean. Do you guys know Mr. Bean?
Yeah.
Like having like Kleenex in his nose and that kind of stuff. So maybe he's got like flu-like symptoms. It is not COVID-related. Because
or maybe a cold.
It is a cold. Yeah, whatever.
People will
still
sniffies. Get colds and the flu this
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Winter.
He's got the sniffles, and it is not COVID-related, but he is not with the team. He is not practicing, and he did not practice for another day. There's no game designations yet because they play on Monday, so we should get some game designations
tomorrow, right?
Tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah.
Tomorrow on Saturday. So.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that in back injuries. Like even if it's soreness, like it doesn't matter.
Plus, you got to fly to L.A. and
yeah, I don't like that. I don't want that, and I want him to be, you know how well he plays usually on national TV
mm-hmm.
in these showcase games, especially against Aaron Donald.
And Bilal Nichols was also added to the injury report with a knee. He practiced yesterday. He was limited today.
You know, so far it's been so far so good though with the Bears' injuries compared to the rest of the league, at least.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tariq Cohen has been lost for the year, but that's really it, isn't it?
Yes. That's been the main one. Some offensive line injuries that probably don't help either.
Well, James Daniels, I guess, is the biggest injury. He's been lost for the year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's their obvious biggest injury, especially now with the line having a tough enough time blocking for the run.
Yes, correct.
You mentioned Mr. Bean. Clumsy, right?
Yeah, clumsy.
Like that was...
Doesn't talk.
Clumsy and goofy,
doesn't
right?
talk.
Right?
Yeah.
But very clumsy.
Uh-huh.
We were talking
clumsy,
about
goofy
clumsy
English,
moments,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, yes, yes.
All right.
The Saints man.
Is he an adult guy?
Yeah, he's an adult man. He's an adult man.
He's an adult man. Does he cater to kids comedy?
No, I think it's adult.
I think it's adult. Yeah. It's kind of like our Pink Panther. Remember the Pink Panther?
Yes. Yeah.
So it's kind of like that.
He's an adult man.
Slapsticky.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. English comedy.
Yeah.
Stuff that like we don't really laugh at, but you know.
Well, that's how we got The Office, though.
Yeah, but have you watched the English version
different.
Of The Office?
They're two different things.
It's completely different.
It's different.
Like they use some of the same jokes, but it's not as funny.
No,
maybe that's just
I,
maybe
I
we have
the,
maybe we have maybe they have higher IQ'd humor there than we do.
They probably do, but I love the American version of The Office.
Oh,
love
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah. The Saints' Emmanuel Sanders has now tested positive for COVID-19 after experiencing symptoms. He will miss Sunday's matchup against the Panthers. Michael Thomas's status is in doubt as well.
Are they worried now about the Saints that he was in contact with people?
No, they're testing everybody still and going into a more restricted protocol, but there is no risk for the game as of right now.
Okay.
But keep an eye on it.
Did you have the John Gruden news? I saw that John Gruden thinks that his offensive line will be back by Sunday.
Yes. Well, they were just put into the on the list for coming in contact with someone. None of them have tested positive.
Right.
So, Sam Darnold is back. He'll start on Sunday. How about that, Chris? You can watch the game with your pants off.
I'll be wearing shorts. the Jets are still the worst team in the NFL.
They haven't covered yet, and we'll talk about that with Doug. Like, against the spread, I think they're 0-4 this year.
Yes. Yeah.
They are the worst team in the league.
Yes.
Which, before the season, I thought that they would be improved. I did not think they would be a playoff team, but I didn't think that they would be the worst team in the league, so I got that one wrong.
Boy, I tell you what, Adam Gase's reputation is
he's
taken a shot in the last 3 years. At one time, that arrow was going way up, and he was a head coaching candidate after he was the one guy who could get Cutler to not make that bad throw. And then he parlayed that to the Dolphins job and then the Jets job.
That he did. The Red Sox have interviewed Cubs third base. I'm trying to get news here. I'm trying to get updated news here.
Anyway.
I'm trying to get updated news here. I'm trying to get updated news here.
Anyway.
For the second time in 10 months, the Red Sox have interviewed Luis Urieta for a vacant manager position. They also interviewed Cubs third base coach Will Venable. That's the news I was looking for. They've interviewed third base coach Will Venable.
All right.
Does that do for you, Sylvie?
It doesn't worry me if the Cubs lose Will Venable. I mean, losing Chris Bryant and Javi Baez is enough stress for me. Losing Will Venable over at one of the bases does not worry me.
Also, according to Sahadev Sharma and Patrick Mooney, the Cubs will once reshuffle their staff, choosing not to retain assistant hitting coach Tremel Sledge. That's a name.
They blame a hitting coach a year.
Of course.
So this year it's the assistant hitting coach.
Yeah. Is he the hitting coach, speaking of office references, or is he the assistant hitting coach?
That's very good. Did you guys know, and you guys, I don't know how well you know this player, but I just found this out. I don't know how well known it is amongst Cubs fans. Did you guys know who Brant Brown was with the Cubs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. Brant Brown was the one in 98.
He dropped the ball.
Good hitter. At one time people thought he would be the next Mark Grace. And he was playing left field because Mark Grace was still on the team, and he dropped the ball. It's a famous call where Ron Santo nearly had a heart attack in the booth. Oh, no. Yeah. He dropped the ball. Mm-hmm. Ow! And, he nearly cost them the wild card spot that year. Did you know that he's one of the hitting coaches for the Dodgers?
Oh.
So not only do the Dodgers have Mark Pryor as their pitching coach, they have Brant Brown as their hitting coach. You talk about guys who have been through the ringer with heartbreaking losses with the Cubs. Both of them handling pitching and hitting coach duties.
Yeah.
It interested me, okay?
I mean, Mark Pryor, I think, being involved is always interesting. That name's always
and we knew that. I didn't know that Brant Brown was one of their hitting coaches.
Mm-hmm. The NBA is looking to start their season pre-Christmas. Some sources are saying December 22nd. With the main games being on Christmas Day, December 25th. It's kind of a restart. There's a huge story on it on ESPN.com with Adrian Wojnarowski and Brian Windhorst. But basically what they're saying is there might be a play-in tournament and no All-Star game or All-Star weekend. You're seeing that the Winter Classic was canceled yesterday, as well as All-Star festivities for the NHL, as they just try to limit everything going into next year. And
70 to 72 game schedule.
Yeah.
That's the other big takeaway from this report from Woj.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And some good news about a friend of the show, friend of the station. Washington's Ron Rivera is set for his final round of cancer treatment on Monday.
Ring that bell, Ronnie.
He's finishing 7 weeks of treatments for squamous cell cancer, and will undergo a chemotherapy session and proton treatment on Monday. He still will have several weeks of follow-ups and scans, but the toughest part is over. Quote, I've been told it's headed in the right direction, Rivera said.
I mean, and he's coached football. Like, I don't know how he's done that. Like, I'm just sitting here spewing sports stuff. He's like standing on the sideline calling being a head coach for a football team.
Spewing sports stuff.
That's what I do.
Coming up next, the nuttiest story of the day. A couple's first date ends poorly. Some vermin in a Walmart. And it's a captured turkey.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
The nuttiest story of the day is brought to you by Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, a night with Screwball.
And it's bound to get a little nutty.
And it's Friday, so you know what that means. Is in about 2 hours from now, it will be time for the Screwball sign-off. And one lucky person, don't call now.
This is like 550.
Yeah, well, 550-ish. One lucky person will win not 50, not 100, not 150, $200. To Commonwealth Tavern in Roscoe Village. It's right there, Roscoe and Damon. Great place in the hood. It's awesome. In
Roscoe
my hood.
Village is one of the great neighborhoods in Chicago.
Yeah.
A lot of Blackhawks players used to live, I don't know if they still do, in Roscoe Village
Absolutely.
When they play here.
Absolutely. Right on that edge of Lakeview and Roscoe Village.
Mm-hmm.
Great stuff over there, especially Commonwealth Tavern in Roscoe Village, and you can get a great scroll out of it. Don't call me now, because if you call me now, I'll take $200 from you.
Oh, you'll take if you're calling
if you
in
call
right now,
now I'll take
you $200. Pick up the phone,
you owe me
$200.
You owe me $200.
But
if you wait,
the phone now.
If you wait, no, not yet.
What
but
if they?
Wait,
what if they just want to talk sports?
Well, then it's different. You can call me and talk sports, okay. But don't call and think you're going to win.
Because our calls are welcome.
All calls welcome. We haven't banned anybody. You guys ever had a bad first date? Bad first dates? Bad first
you
dates?
Think?
Bad
yep.
first dates? Bad first dates?
Of course.
The worst first date of my life. I met my wife. So how about that?
No way. It was worst first date you had?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you remember Chris was there. Remember the date I was on and then we went to the bar?
You're going
to
open this can on the show?
Oh, so okay. You had a different date.
I had a different date.
Oh, that's
and then
a good
I met
story.
My wife on the other on the side. On the side of the bar.
On the side. I'm sure Whitney would be thrilled
she
to hear that.
She knows it. She
no,
knows
I know,
that.
But you're
Wait, she so knows.
On the side, Sylvie. He met his wife on the side.
You took a date, though, to like a bar where your friends were hanging out?
No. So it was an awful first date. It wasn't going well.
He did the you gotta meet up because this is going poorly.
This is going poorly. So you guys gotta bail me out.
Meet me
at the bar.
So longtime guy Chris Black
so
is
Chris
like,
Black
I'll be right there.
A
boom.
A couple other friendly fellows show up to the bar. I see a girl across the way. I go, well, I got to make a move here. So Chris sets the pick.
Screen.
I roll.
Boom.
To the side. Give my wife, I wrote it on a napkin. I said, hey, what's up? I'm with this girl now, but don't worry about that. Text me tomorrow. We'll be cool.
That's what you did?
Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, you did.
Absolutely.
You, wow.
And then she texted me the next day. We went out later that week, and then we got married.
You didn't know Whitney then?
Did not know Whitney then.
No, she was just a random girl.
That's a baller move right there.
All I know is that she knew all three verses to Biggie's Juicy, and that's when I made my move. I was like, she knows all three verses.
True.
I'm making my move.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
I didn't think you had that in you.
No, that was back in the day. That's before apps. How about that, kids? You know what my app was? Asking the bartender for a pen.
Yeah.
That's what the app was.
A napkin, no less.
Yeah.
You made a move.
Yeah. So anyway, this couple's first date ended in a police chase. Tulsa police say a couple's first date ended in a chase and an arrest overnight. Just after midnight, an officer pulled over a pickup truck. The truck eventually stopped at University of Tulsa. The woman and the man were in a truck, apparently met on a dating site. It was their first date. Police say the man was wanted on an arrest warrant, and the woman did not know.
The man was wanted on an arrest warrant.
Arrest warrant.
And the woman
he was.
Did not know.
She did not know. He was facing charges of eluding a former conviction, obstruction of an officer, possession of marijuana, and failing to stop at clear stop signs, and resisting arrest.
Okay.
There's a critter inside an Edmond Walmart in Oklahoma An Edmund Waller. This is the end of the news. Like, if we're at the end of the news, after. This is post-sports. This is like G and Greco's done. They've got the little graphic of a raccoon. Or no, this is of a skunk.
It's like your closing story.
Of a skunk. Yeah. It's like, how about this? We got a critter in the Walmart.
It's when the squirrel would water ski.
Someone dropped a stink bomb in the Walmart. An Edmond Walmart in Edmond, Oklahoma, was forced to temporarily shut its doors Thursday morning after a stinky shopper was discovered inside. The critter was spotted in the men's shoe department. He was trying to get himself a little bit of shoes. He needed some shoes for
That's
Saturday night.
That's got a
night.
Bad Oklahoma accent right
he
there.
He needed some shoes for his night out. Nobody wants to come shop at a Skunk Spray Central, the manager said. It's more fairly common than you think. I tell everybody, you go looking at in these foundation, you're going to find yourself a critter.
Skunks freak me out, too.
The manager used watermelon treats to safety lure the skunk into a trap and then called animal control.
What's a watermelon treat?
I would think it's like a piece of watermelon.
Animal control said they get about 15.
Or is it a Jolly Rancher watermelon candy?
No, it was like a water. I think. I don't know. That's a good question.
See?
I don't know.
See, what's a watermelon treat?
Could be a watermelon gummy.
Maybe. And then in Oakland, California, Oakland's notoriously aggressive turkey captured by wildlife after an expert posed as a frail woman. So they set the bait of a frail woman to lure this turkey that has been harassing people there for years, apparently.
They're very... Waddle always brings up this stat. Like, you know, he knows weird stuff. He always says that turkeys are really mean animals.
They are. They're aggressive. They're aggressive. I went to an overnight camp in... Northwest Illinois, and they would say if you see a turkey, don't try to go after it. Like, don't try to
just ignore it.
Yep. Yeah, because they're mean.
Swans and geese could be mean too.
Yeah, Chris, I think did you hit a goose once this year when we were golfing?
No,
someone
I did
hit
not.
A goose.
You did.
Oh yeah, that's right. I hit a goose
with a golf ball.
Yeah, like I didn't mean to. Like, it kind of rolled through its legs. Like, it was one of those, it didn't get underneath the ball.
It made a noise. We heard it.
It was fine.
It was fine.
You want to play a game?
Yep.
Okay.
Get ready to play the game that's sweeping the nation. Public drunkenness. Exotic animals. Dumb criminals. Random stabbings. Or maybe just some good old-fashioned debauchery. Everything's on the table. It's the Sunshine State versus the Buckeye State as we play Florida or Ohio. And as always, listeners, feel free to play along at home.
Bum, bum. Man accused of breaking into multiple homes and eating people's food. A man went on a crime spree that involved him breaking into three homes and stealing two vehicles before he was caught yelling in someone's yard, according to police. Police first called up with Christopher Pennington early Wednesday morning when a man said there was a noise in his house and a man rummaging through his closet. The man pushed the victim to the ground, but then ran out. Then police were on the chase as he broke into another house and was caught rummaging through another person's pantry.
Then he stole food?
For food, yeah. Yeah.
But he stole two cars.
I'm getting to it. One of the victims caught him in the act because her fridge alarm started going off and it woke her up. She ran out of bed and to see the man running out of the door and stealing her truck.
What's a fridge alarm?
Like if you have an alarm on the fridge.
Why would you have it? Like what is that?
Do you remember? Do you remember I think I saw this on TV. Do you remember in like the 90s there was like that pig you could put in the fridge, and it was like a motion detector. And I remember seeing a commercial for this with like the clapper.
It would shame you,
and it would like it would. You'd open the door, and it was a motion detector, and it would go like it would make like pig noises, and then you'd shut it. This was a thing.
What would that sound like?
It would be like it would make like pig noises. A third victim also reported that her apartment had been burglarized and several items were stolen, including her car. That's when police caught up with the man. I ask you. Was the man
pretty,
in Florida or Ohio?
Pretty bland. I think it's a slow news day. Slow news days, there's even less Ohio stories. So I'm going to go, let's say, Tampa, Florida.
I'm going Ohio, somewhere near the border of Michigan. I'm going Ohio.
A man is accused of breaking into multiple homes and eating people's food and stealing their cars in Marion County, Florida.
There you go. Yeah. That's kind of innocent for Florida or Ohio for us.
I mean, he's running around breaking into people's house. He ran into three houses and stole people's stuff.
What was he eating?
And stole cars.
What food?
It just said
pantry
food.
Items.
It just said
chips,
food. Eating her food.
Pretzels.
Eating her food.
Perhaps
eating
cereal.
Her food.
Huh. All right. 2 minutes away. We'll talk to Doug Kazarian. Does he love the Bears like we do? They're +6. Does he love the Bears? Find out in 2 minutes.